Deemed correct.
Senate Bill 60, an act to provide for the revocation of the driving privileges of certain persons who are under the influence of illegal substances while driving or riding in a motor vehicle.
Senate Bill 60, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Albers.
Madam President, members of the Senate, I want to make it clear that Senate Bill 60 is not a driving while intoxicated statute or bill. Senate Bill 60 is not a driving while intoxicated bill. It is effectively a driver's license bill. Under current law, a juvenile convicted, and I put emphasis on convicted, of violations of SDCL 2242-5 to SDCL 2242-11 and for violations of 2242A3 and 42 42A4, if convicted of any one of those offenses while driving or riding in a motor vehicle, this juvenile will lose their driver's license for a period of 180 days. Upon second conviction for a similar offense, they would lose their driver's license for 1 year or until they're 17 years of age. Now, what I want to do in this instance is add SDCL 2242-15 to this mix. This section of the code deals with ingesting substances other than alcohol for the purpose of becoming intoxicated. Such a substance might be marijuana. It could be glue or something like that. So the bottom line here is, if a juvenile gets caught driving or riding in a motor vehicle while they are in the process of ingesting any substance for the purpose of becoming intoxicated, will fit into our current law and would lose their driver's license in the same manner. I'd urge your support for this bill.
Further remarks? Senator Volandra, your mic isn't on, Senator.
Madam President, members of the body, I have a question.
State your question.
Yes, Senator Albers, I guess I'm a little confused as far as how can you tell, what type of test do you administer to tell if that they were ingesting these drugs or substances while the vehicle was moving?
Senator Albers.
Yes, I'll answer the question. Thank you for the question. It would be a difficult proof problem. I'm only including this if the state can prove their case. So they would, in fact, have to catch this child doing this thing. And it wouldn't be a matter of taking a blood test afterwards or something like that. So it would be a difficult case to prove, and I'm not trying to remove the proof problem. But in the event they can do it, I want them to take their driver's license.
Senator Volandra, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. I guess, you know, I could wholeheartedly support this concept if I knew that there was a way that, like if you're driving a vehicle, they can give you a blood alcohol test or a breathalyzer, and they can, beyond a reasonable doubt, kind of pin down, you know, because of the short time frame alcohol stays in your body, you know, that you were in control of that motor vehicle while under the influence. And working at the tribal casino and doing a lot of drug testing and stuff, we came across a lot of problems. I mean, it gets down into the exact science isn't broke down yet as to whether somebody was inhaling secondhand smoke, whatever. And I just kind of know from that experience that if they were to take a blood test or urine analysis and send it in to the state lab, that they could come back with conclusive proof that this person had those chemicals in his body, but they could not, within 3 or 4 days, pin down the time that they were under the influence. So I guess I would just like to ask the sponsor of the bill for a little bit more clarification about how ingesting drugs relates to the driving under the influence. Thank you.
Senator Albers, do you choose to respond?
I'll answer the question by reiterating what I tried to get across when I started to speak to this bill. What I said was, this is not a driving while intoxicated bill. Has nothing to do with driving while intoxicated. Has to do with driving or riding while committing certain offenses which are part of the controlled substances laws that we have, or the drug paraphernalia laws that we have, or the law that I want to add, the ingesting of substances other than alcohol for the purpose of becoming intoxicated. So understand, please, that this bill is not a driving while intoxicated bill. In fact, if a child, a juvenile, were sitting in the back end of a van, completely away from the controls of the car, but was committing one of these offenses, this litany of offenses I have laid out, they would be subject then to, and convicted, mind you, they would be subject to losing their driver's license for 180 days on the first offense, and for a period of 1 year or until they are 17 on conviction for a second offense. They don't even have to drive. They just have to be in a vehicle as a passenger. And we have the law in place now for controlled drugs and substances and for drug paraphernalia. I want to add one more thing.
Senator Valandra, you have the floor.
Well, thank you, sponsor of the bill, and thank you, Madam President. I think it's pretty clear to me now this is a bad bill. Thank you.
Other remarks? Other remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Rounds.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I'm going to say just a few words. One of the most important things that a young person has is their driving privilege. If you want to make an impact and you want to suggest to a young person that they not get involved in the illegal activities of using drugs and so forth, this is one way to make it very clear that there is a cost involved. And if the cost is the loss of a driver's license for a period of 6 months, and if you think that that's an appropriate penalty for being involved in drug use, then I would suggest to you that you should vote for the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 60. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Benson?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Dunn Jim?
Aye.
Dunn Rebecca?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Flowers?
Aye.
Frederick?
Aye.
Hangey?
Aye.
Halverson?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hutmacher? Cleven? Klochek? Lang?
Aye.
Lawler?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Paisley?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Rounds?
Aye.
Schoner?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Simmons? Valandra? Sorry. Senator Valandra. Vitter?
Aye.
Whiting? Madam President, ayes 34, nays 1.
Senate Bill 60, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.